Hello everyone, my name is Ki and welcome to the second episode, and also the first real episode, of Metamorphoses, a retelling of Ovid's tales. This episode we will see how the first metamorphosis is not really a metamorphosis, and how the creation of everything seems to remind both of the Big Bang and of the Christian version of creation. Before there was anything else, there was chaos. How would that look, I wonder? Just a black void, or some writhing mass of everything? Apparently, chaos consisted of a lot of incompatible elements, whatever that means. There was no sun yet, no moon. The Metamorphoses reminds us here of things to come later. The Titans, Hyperion and Phoebe. There was no earth, no sky, no sea. With the sea, the person mentioned is actually not Poseidon, like you might think he would be, as god of the sea, but Amphitrites, who is the goddess of the sea, often seen as the wife of Poseidon, so bow to her, I guess, for being mentioned here. In some way, I think this first part can be seen as a sort of comparison to the Big Bang, in the sense that there was nothing, or there was some sort of something, and that then evolved into things, into planets, into space. It's a far stretch, I know. It's also mentioned that the earth, the air, and the sea were somewhere in there, somehow. In this chaos, just everything apparently was there. It was cold, but also warm. It was dry and wet, it was hard and soft, it was heavy, and it was also weightless. So that's not confusing at all. Then somehow, some mysterious god comes along and creates order, creates nature. He does this by dividing the substance of chaos, which is, for this part, the metamorphosis. And I do not really understand why this is a metamorphosis. It's a really vague one in comparison to the rest of Ovid's metamorphoses. This first metamorphosis is just someone coming along and kind of creating something. It is true that all of these things were in chaos before this, so I guess in that sense it can be a metamorphosis, but it's still a weird one, I think. So this mysterious god separates the air and the earth and the sea, gives everything balance and peace, which is, balance at least, is a very important part of Greco-Roman religion, in the sense that it is often seen that the first godly beings, the Titans, represent the chaos part of religion, and then they are overthrown by Zeus and all the gods, and they represent balance. And so the Greeks, who honour the gods, Zeus and all, they find balance the most important. So this mysterious god then goes on to create the upper atmosphere, which might be fire. I think that's a reference to the sun, perhaps, where the air is lighter, so it goes higher. Then the lower atmosphere is heavier, and the earth is still heavier, Then they create water around the coasts to keep the earth together somehow. It's very fantastical, all of it. Now, how does this god create the earth, you might ask? Well, he makes a ball from earth, like he is kneading dough, which is a way to do it, I guess. He makes seas, stream, he makes springs, lakes, rivers, and a swamp. This is specifically mentioned that he makes a swamp. He makes fields, valleys, mountains, forests. He creates 5 sort of areas. And this is interesting. In the middle, the one in the middle, is very hot, which I assume is the desert. Next to it, on both sides, there are mild areas, where it's sometimes kind of warm, sometimes kind of cold. And on the opposite ends, there are 2 very cold areas, where there's snow. And I think this is very interesting, because while it is totally normal that the Romans knew that in the north it was colder, it's not really that normal that they knew that in the south there was also, at the South Pole, in an area that was colder. So I think this is really interesting. How did they know that? And then in the air, this god created mist, rain, thunder, lightning, and wind. In the next line, this mysterious god is mentioned as being the creator or the architect of the world. And here is the part where I think this god really resembles the Christian god in some ways. He's the one who's creating everything right now, whoever he is. He's not given a name. The poem itself refers to him as whoever he is. It doesn't know itself. This architect of the world creates the winds. And here we have specific names for the winds. So perhaps they were the first to be given a true conscience. He doesn't give the winds unlimited freedom, because they have a lot of fights. They're brothers. The first wind, Urus, lives in the Arabian or the Persian Empire, so that's the east wind. The second, Zephyr, or Zephyrus, lives close to the evening star, so that's to the west, because the sun goes down in the west. The third wind, Boreas, lives in the north where the Scythians live, north winds. And the last wind, Auster, lives in lands opposite Boreas, where it is wet and there are a lot of rainstorms. That probably means the south, by process of elimination. And above all of this are the heavens, the ether. There, stars and star signs appear, which were before shrouded in mist, hidden inside the chaos, which means also that they were there all along, probably. Everything seems to have been there somehow. It seems this architect god didn't really create things, it just moved them somewhere different, if everything existed in chaos before this. And in all areas, life was made. The heavens got gods and planets and stars. I'm not sure why planets and stars count as life in this sense, but they do. So, congratulations, planets and stars, you are now alive. The water get fish. The earth gets mammals, or beasts specifically. And the sky gets birds. So, there we have it. Things have been created. Notice that except for the mysterious architect god, not a single other titan or god has been born yet, or at least they have not been given conscious thought, with perhaps the exception of the winds. Next episode, humans get made. A little earlier than expected, perhaps. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter at MetamorphosisK. Leave a comment if you want. Thanks for listening. Until next time.